Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Today, talking with Don Trentum, the head coach for the Montana State Billings Lady Yellow Jacket women's soccer team. Went 1-1 at their own tournament, losing the first game in kind of a heartbreaker, a 1-0 to Colorado Christian, but then coming back, just a very exciting game on Sunday against Augustana College, winning 3-2 in two overtimes in the heat. You know, interesting. You take a look at it, 1-1. I know you love to, you know, win them all, particularly on your home field. But let's talk about the first game. First of all, Don, 1-0. But, you know, all in all, you guys played well.
I thought we did. You know, Colorado Christian, they're one of those teams right now that that I wouldn't want to be playing against. You know, they haven't been scored on this year. They're actually 3-0-1. I think they're ranked 7th in the Central Region this week. So they're a team that's just playing really good early. I thought we had chances to win that game. But, you know, credit to Colorado Christian. They kept the ball out of their net and managed to get a goal. But, you know, I didn't leave that game in a panic or pushing any panic buttons. It just was one of the days we just didn't get the results, unfortunately.
Yeah, when you talk about Colorado Christian, let's not forget that they also played Augustana College to a 0-0 tie, a team that you ended up beating. But the name escapes me now, but the goalkeeper I know for CCU was actually the MVP of the tournament, and she really was something else.
Yeah, she had a good game against us and a good game against Augustana and had a good defense in front of her. And, you know, end of the day, they came up here, won a game, tied a game, and found a way to win the tournament. But, you know, I was actually pleased with our performance against them and then, you know, obviously in the game against Augustana College the next day.
Yeah, we talk obviously about the end result a lot and scoring goals, and that's the name of the game. But I think as a coach, we've also talked a lot about, you know, you want to look at those chances. And there's a reason why one of the statistics they keep is shot on goals, and they keep corner kicks and things of that nature. And when you take a look at those particular numbers, again, you're creating those possibilities, and that's going to pay some dividends down the road.
Yeah, I think it will. And I think we created those on Friday, didn't get the goals, but then on Sunday turned those into three goals. And, you know, we've had two games this year where we've scored three goals in games. So we're not only creating opportunities, but we're scoring as well and have a couple different people scoring. So, you know, I'm real happy with our attack. And I know that's only going to get better because we're still, you know, with quite a few freshmen on the field, they're still trying to figure out. The upperclassmen are figuring them out. They're figuring out the upperclassmen in terms of, you know, what runs they're going to make and just all the little things that they kind of got to get the timing on.
Yeah, I mean, it surprised me. I was actually sitting there looking at the roster today, and I was joking with you before we went on the air that I got to start paying more attention. I mean, I knew about Jocelyn Richter, and I knew about Courtney Harvey, obviously a couple of gals from Billings Senior. But the other day, you actually had five freshmen starting. That, you know, I think most coaches, you know, at the start of the year would say, five freshmen, that's probably not really what I like to see, but you're getting some incredible minutes out of these gals.
Yeah, we are, and, you know, I always like to play our upperclassmen. I think those are the players that are in the program. They're the ones with the experience, and you know, I always want to go with them. But if a freshman's good enough to play, we're certainly going to put them in there. And with the five that are playing right now, I feel that they're not only good enough to play, but they're getting it done on the pitch for us.
We're going to talk about more about particularly that second game. I want to talk about a couple things that happened against Augustana College, and then we'll take a look ahead at what is a nice stretch of road games for Montana State Billings on the second part of the Coach's Show.
Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. Small brewery, big beer. Billings' number one award-winning beers. Great food, great fun, and great beer. Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. And we're now proud sponsors of the Montana State University Billings Athletics. Join us before and after the game for great food, awesome service, and award-winning beer. Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. Small brewery, big award-winning beer. Right in the heart of downtown Billings. At 113 North Broadway, downtown.
And welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelou talking with Don Trenum. We've talked about the game against Colorado Christian. Now let's take a look at even a more positive result, and that was the 3-2 win in two overtimes against Augustana College. A couple things impressed me there, Don. You know, you get the score early from Jocelyn Richter, and I think that, you know, that was nice to get that nice start. Then they get a penalty kick and a goal. I would imagine that that's always a little bit disheartening. But what really, I think, impressed me most about that game, even more than the goal in overtime, was frankly the goal by Ross right before halftime. Oftentimes in halftime, you know, teams almost seem to just kind of be settled with where they're at and they're okay. But you guys really took a big push, and to get that goal right before the half, and it turns out you really needed it, that had to be a good thing to see from a coach's standpoint.
Yeah, I thought it was, and I thought it was a really nice goal. I actually just got done watching it on video right before I came out here, and I thought we did a good job. Found Jen Larson out on the left forward. She comes inside with the ball, dribbles inside, finds Sammy Sandow, who's playing in attacking center mid. Sammy one touches it through to Jocelyn, and Jocelyn hit a nice shot. Keeper made a save, and Kelly Ross was there for the rebound. You know, her first collegiate goal. She's been working so hard for our program as a freshman and now as a sophomore, and it was nice to see her get rewarded and be in the right place at the right time, but actually a quality goal. So I was real happy with that. Gave us a little momentum. They came back, tied the game 2-2, and then at that point it was just a battle. But, you know, I definitely think we had the possession. We had more opportunities, and I never doubted that we were going to not win that game. I knew we'd come out on top, and kept working hard, and really only played, I think we played 15 players, but one of them only played 5 minutes. So played about 14 players. Augustana had played 23 players. Mm-hmm. And I thought we looked good out there. We looked fit, we looked strong, and we looked like we believed that we could win, and we got it done.
I'm always tickled whenever I interview some of the young ladies on your team. They just can't seem to brag up themselves. They're all so humble and everything else. And I was praising Kelly Ross, and she goes, well, I was just there at the right time. But you know what? She had to put herself in that position, and I think people think that. They said, oh, well, You hear the expression garbage time, but it's not. She put herself in a position to get that goal, and I'm sure that was what you teach in case something doesn't work out with Jocelyn on her shot, which was a great shot. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Ross not there. You don't have a goal.
Yeah, follow up everything. And I think if you look at the game winner, Libby crosses the ball in. Kelly Ross goes up for a header. The keeper has to come out. She punches it. Jocelyn Richter there on the other end of that. So, you know, that was two goals that we kind of were in the right place at the right time, but I'd say strategically in the right place at the right time. You know, they were there for a follow-up, and, Kelly Ross and Jocelyn kind of each played a part in each of their goals that day.
You know, we've bragged up a lot about the freshmen for obvious reasons, but let's talk about some of the veterans on this team. And you mentioned Carrie Foreman. You know, there's a gal, I don't know how she does it because, frankly, I'm sweating buckets and drinking just buckets of water as I'm sitting here broadcasting the game. She's out there for the full minutes. I mean, she's doing some great things for you. Another guy I was really impressed with was Samantha Beam, and I'll tell you why, because when you've got somebody like Courtney Harvey back there as a freshman, how important it is to have a veteran like Samantha back there to kind of, you know, to kind of keep Courtney settled down too, particularly since she's a young player, although very talented.
Yeah, I think it's very important. And the two that you mentioned there, Carrie and Sam, they're both our captains, junior captains, been in this program now, Carrie for 3 years. Sam's actually a fourth-year player because she redshirted a year. So they do provide a lot of leadership. They played the entire game against Augustana College. Sam Beam's actually played every minute of the season so far, and I think they're invaluable out there, not only because they're good players, but just their leadership, their ability to push the team when it needs to be pushed, to keep the team calm when it needs to be kept calm, and I think they're just both very competitive people that want to win, and it's great to have that leadership, because I think that's what ultimately makes a team tick when you got two great captains like we got.
Let me ask you about your keeper. You know, and I, you know, oftentimes when your team's really, really on target and really dominating, sometimes you forget about the keeper because basically it's just a matter of them kind of punting the ball away or what have you. But I was very impressed with Jordan this week. She had to make some tough saves, and despite the fact that I do think you controlled both games, certainly I thought she was a real invaluable part of the success you had.
Yeah, you know, I'm real happy with Jordan. She's another player now, been in the program 3 years, has started off and on for the past 2 years, and now is kind of our full-time starter. And I think Jordan's always put the work in to become a better keeper, and every single year she gets better and better. And I think she's playing really well right now. You know, we give up a penalty the other day on one of the goals. I think we've given up a couple off of restarts and corner kicks, but not too much off the run of play, and I think she's a big part of that. I'm real happy with what she's doing right now. And again, I just see her because I've seen her as a freshman get better to a sophomore. I've seen her as a sophomore get better to as a junior. I think she's going to continue to improve this year. And going into her senior year, going to be a very strong keeper. Her punts are good. Her goal kicks are pretty good. So she's doing the job for us back there.
We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look ahead at figures to be a very important stretch of road games for these Montana State Billings women's soccer players. That's coming up on the third part of the Coach's Show with Don Trenum.
Who hot?
What's hot?
Who hot?
Who hot?
That's right. Who hot, the exciting Mongolian grill concept that's conquering the nation, and Billings will not be spared.
Mongolian grill?
Who hot Mongolian grill has over 50 fresh meats, vegetables, noodles grilled before your very eyes. Choose from 12 specialty sauces or create your own. From simple soy to super hot Kung Pao Yao. Grab a bowl and load up. Repeat as necessary.
Who hot Mongolian grill? King Avenue West, Billings.
Where hunger meets its destiny.
And welcome back to the third part of the Coach's Show with Don Trenum, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's soccer team. Now, big stretch of games on the road. 6 games on the road for these Lady Yellow Jackets, beginning this Saturday and Sunday in Bismarck, North Dakota, against the University of Mary and Minnesota Crookston. Obviously, I'm assuming University of Mary is a regional game. I'm not sure about Minnesota Crookston, but I think it's hard to overemphasize how important these games are, because you know what happens the week after that. That Thursday after that is suddenly your beginning GNAC play, so this is the time you really want to shore things up, I suspect.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday, just coming in, and these are our last two games of the non-conference play here. So I think it's important to kind of continue to put things together that we've been working on. University of Mary's always been a very good battle for us. They're a very physical team. They're an athletic team. They're a good team. It's tough to beat them over in Bismarck, so that's certainly going to be a challenge for us, one that we're really looking forward to. And then to have to play Minnesota Crookston back-to-back, that always creates challenges, especially when you're going to play a tough game the day before. So this is going to be a really good road trip to kind of test ourselves on the road and just kind of see where we're at compared to where we were on our first road trip, and that was against San Bernardino and Dixie State, which I thought we did really well in. So now we'll see where we've kind of come from and go on the road and play two tough, challenging games. And then, of course, after that, the GNAC play begins. So we'll come home Sunday night, take Monday off, practice next Tuesday, and leave next Wednesday. So it's a busy stretch here, a lot of road games. I think a lot of good opportunities for us, though.
You know, when you just taking a quick look at the schedule, when you look at it at the start of the year, I suspect there was a moment there where you went, ouch, you know, to look at all those road games in a row. The flip side of that is if you take a look at later on in the season, particularly come crunch time, you know, you weather this storm, you know, you're looking pretty good late in the year because you've got a number of games at home.
Yeah, you know, I got to be honest, I have looked at the schedule. I did say, wow, that's a lot of road games. Wow, that's a lot of home games at the end of the season. But right now, sure. And it's going to sound so cliche, but really the only game I'm worried about is University of Mary. And once we get done with the University of Mary, we'll worry about University of Minnesota Crookston. So I'm not as concerned about the road, home. I'm more concerned about how are we going to play in our next game. And right now that's University of Mary.
Yeah, no, that's a fair answer, and I think obviously at this point in the season, you want to win all your games and everything else, but I suspect you're just wanting to see improvement from week to week. Are you seeing that in your opinion?
I think so, and as we've talked on numerous times, it's not only week to week, but it's this year going into next year, and I definitely think we've seen improvement. I thought, you know, against Colorado Christian, I told the team, I thought we worked hard, I thought we created chances, I thought we believed that we could win the game. We just didn't win the game. Come out against Augustana, I thought we worked hard. I thought we created chances. I thought we could believe that we could win. We won the game. So we kind of, I thought just, you know, it's you can believe you're going to win every game, but do you win every game? And I thought they did a good job against Augustana. So I've been real happy with the group. The chemistry's good. The players are working hard. They're training hard. They're working hard on the field. They're getting results. They're scoring goals. They're defending well. little things here and there, but those are things that we continue to work on. So do I think we're better than we were August 10th when we got here? Certainly. And I think we'll be better after this weekend too.
All right, Don Trenum, head coach for the Montana State Billings Lady Yellow Jackets. We do want to make mention that, of course, they have got a number of games on the road, but, of course, coming up October 3rd, they'll have the 8th Annual Football Frenzy Day against Central Washington, and then the next Thursday, that'll be their first home game after this long stretch of games on the road. Best of luck to you on the road, and, of course, we'll talk to you next week before you head out as well. Congratulations on a good season so far, Don, and good luck on your road trip.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ken.
In the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.